obviously the fight, Undisputed 3 and Fight Me and You, which I consider to be my top best fight scene. If I think about it various reasons, you know, obviously fighting you, the fact that it's long, but it's not long for the sake of being long. It's long and all of it's great. And then number three, it delivers with the story. You know, I think people really rooting for Boyka, and he's got the knee problem, and we tell a story through the fight. So for me, I think that end fight in Undisputed 3 is probably the best fight I've ever done.
I know, I always, man, everybody here, they call me Dolor, Boyka. Like, it's just crazy. I'm in small town.
Has anyone ever come up to you, Marco, and said, I have your chocolate?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, man. Yeah, but they also say, hey, but what happened with your leg? Boyka broke your leg or something.
Yeah, it looked pretty painful. And the thing is, it didn't even look that real. It looked a little bit fake, let's be honest.
Yeah, I know. I still remember, man. Remember that first rehearsal when we were doing the kick and I hit you in the face by mistake, man?
Oh, let's tell people about that. And I've asked Lionel if he's got that footage. He said he did at one point, but tell us what happened.
In the first rehearsal, I remember I was doing like a fake spin kick into a spinning wheel kick. Yeah. Remember? And there was something off in the timing where you came up right on my heel, like boom.
And the first rehearsal. And came up too early is what I did. Yeah. I went down and came up too. You hadn't even started the kick when I was ducking. I came back and there was your kick. You hit me hard.
I know, man. I couldn't do it. Like, I was like, damn, okay, I'm ready. I'm going back to Chile, you know. But then you took it, boom.
It hurt your heel, didn't I? Didn't it hurt your heel?
Man, my heel was bruised. I was like, God damn. Yeah. And then...
You know it's a hard kick when you get hit in the top of the skull, but it gives you a nosebleed.
Yeah, but you didn't go down, man. That was crazy.
I was in character as Boyka.
You're in character. You know, I'm in Chile doing my low-budget movies and going to festivals and all that. And suddenly, I saw this guy, Scott Adkins, in Undisputed 2, doing some crazy stuff. I'm like, damn. Okay. That's the first guy that I go, he's doing something right. He's, you know.
But also a little bit of competition. A little bit of competition to make you train a bit harder.
Yeah. So then I go, okay, let me look at this guy. I'm like, oh man, this is well done. You know, I would like to be, this is the thing that I like to do, you know. And suddenly, as a magic thing, I received a call from Isaac. But at the beginning, I was very hesitant. You know, I was like, this is the typical thing that they're going to use me to, you know, just kick my butt and just don't let me do my stuff. You know, it's like, you know how it is, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
So I was like, yeah, and I was and I was doing, you know, my movies, and I'm like, and then I talked with you, and I remember you told me, Marco, you know, we're going to do the best fight, you know, let's do it.
Let me just say that I remember, obviously, we'd done Undisputed 2, and it'd been received very well, and we were going to do the Boyka version, Boyka on his own, and I remember the conversations of who we're going to get for the lead character. And I don't remember talking about anyone else but you for the main guy. I mean, maybe we did. Honestly, I can't remember. I always remember that because we'd seen Kiltro and how you were in that. And, you know, we were aware that, you know, there's this guy, he's tall, he's built, and he's an incredible martial artist. Like, well, what's his screen fighting like? Well, you could see from Kiltro that, you know, you're a great screen fighter. So that was exactly what we were looking for. So I remember right from the get-go, it was like, we should try and get that guy from Kiltro. To look at you, if you don't, I mean, when you see you in your movies, you're very intimidating. So, you know, I was a little bit nervous to meet you. Like, what's this guy going to be like? Is he going to be okay? And now we've done a few films together, and we know, actually, we're actually very similar, I think.
Yeah.
Our personality. Yeah. Just tell everyone, Marco, what's your martial arts background then?
Well, yeah, me, I started with karate, taekwondo, then I did, of course, kung fu because of a big fan of Bruce Lee. I kind of wander around different styles, different teachers. And when I left to Chile, I left from to Mexico from Chile, I kind of start more going into the deep understanding of human performance. So that I start studying a lot different sports. Right now we see in UFC and people are doing this. Like now you see that they're athletes, right? But when we're talking about, I'm 40, I'm in my 40s, early 40s. So I'm like, back then, martial artists still think, oh, if you train with weights or you go to the gym, it's like it's gonna make you slow. Or it's not good for your for martial arts. There's still that kind of thoughts, right? And every school had different training methods and stuff like that. And back then, I started like studying very deep into high performance, in how the guys for the sprinters do to get better and to run fast, or the guys that jump on, the basketball players. And I start adding those type of workouts and training into my martial arts routine to kind of improve my own limitations, to go over beyond my limits. And I guess that's why kind of I got a little bit, like with my height and my weight, I'm able to kind of do and move the way I do. It's kind of, I did an approach a little bit more
very athletic. But then he lose. He lose to an American boxer. They say boy gets a wounded horse now.
But you know that scene that everybody talks about is the dialogue that we have before the fight when I go, the champion of the toilets.
Laughing. Remember you towering over me. You're so tall.
Yeah.
Who's this tall guy behind me making me look short?
Yeah. I remember.
I think I came up with that line. I think I altered the line. The line wasn't as I said it. I made it a bit even more vindictive. What does that make you? When I kicked. I don't think kick the shit out of you was in the original script, but I just thought it'd be a nice touch. It was a big ring. Undisputed 2, we had a really small ring, and I think this ring is actually bigger than the one we had in Undisputed 4. It was a massive space to perform in, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. It was very cool, very comfortable. But remember with the lights of the set, the floor was burning. We were like fighting us, yeah. And we were like bouncing, and it was crazy, huh?
Felt like sandpaper, and the heat, yeah, it would burn your feet. But actually being in that heat with just the shorts on and your top off, and it's like being in a sauna almost. I was always loose and always felt ready to perform. I could stay warm for most of the day, but I find it hard. You get more injuries on movies where you're like running around with jeans and shoes on the hard floor. Yeah.
After these three, like we took like 3 days to shoot this fight, right? And then I had a fight with Irlam, and then I have my fight against the guys there, and it was like, man, very intense. Remember, it was a 10-hour shoot, non-stop, pure adrenaline.
That's what people don't realize is they think, yeah, they can have time to rest and recuperate. Once we're in the location that has the ring, we have to stay there. You know, if we're going to go to different locations, we can't go there and come back. We're in the ring. We've got to stay there. So all the fights have got to happen in those days that we're there, in that week, maybe 2 weeks. And for my character, this was a bit easier for me, Undisputed 3, because there were a lot of other guys having fights and it wasn't all on my shoulders. But certainly for Undisputed 4, I just had to keep fighting day after day after day. And it is difficult, yeah.
Yeah, like people think, oh, just a movie fight. Hell yeah. Man, if you're not trained as an athlete, like a movie is like going to the Olympics. You're fighting 10 hours a day. You got to perform and you got to be explosive and you got to look sharp because the fight is going to be 10 minutes, 3 minutes, but you're fighting 3 days for 10 hours. So how you keep up that adrenaline and that speed and all that, it's like, it's crazy, man.
Do you remember how we rehearsed this? We would rehearse the whole fight every night, right?
Yeah.
I was obviously working more than you because I was in more scenes. But we'd always go to the gym after work, no matter what, because you've got to look a certain way. You've got to keep that muscle on. And I remember I would train in the gym. Whether you were training or not, you would meet me after the gym. And we would go through the whole fight from beginning to end. And obviously, we wouldn't do the crazy kicks because save that for the day. But we would walk all the technical combinations. And isn't it right that we did something where we would say, right, we're going to go from beginning to end. And if we make one mistake, we go back to start again.
Yeah. I remember.
We'll keep going until we've done the whole thing and got all the way to the end.
Yeah, I remember being on the outside. Some days we did it in the grass, area. Remember, and we were like, a random time is like, what are you doing? Oh, I got some. When you were like with more available time, you're like, Marco, where are you? No, I'm just here chilling. Okay, I got some time. Let's do a pass. And I walk down in whatever area you were, and we start da 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 ba ba ba, and we do it, and then we keep doing it if we make a mistake, and we did that for many days. It was pretty cool, man. Boom, boom, or like some footwork. That was cool. That was all rhythm, man. It was pretty cool.
Isaac loves the crane. So we're in the Bulgarian studios, and they've got all the toys, Millennium Films. So I think we had the techno crane, and he was really enjoying using that as much as he could. They're quite wide open shots. And then here you can see him going up to link these guys to the fight. And he would always link the fight to something else, wouldn't he? Now, this was the big section that we had down and had to do in one shot.
Yeah, I remember. That was cool, man.
You're throwing a lot of back fists, man.
I needed to change, man. I couldn't be the same kid ball, you know. You were very traditional.
Yeah.
Boom, bah, 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 yeah, bah, yeah. Boom. You know, I wanted to do a little more of a, you know, to have the and some dancing, you know, movement, you know.
You're very good at the Wing Chun, Jeet Kune Do type stuff anyway. So.
Yeah, well, actually, remember Dolor, the interesting thing of that character, that when I read the script, they want me to be a beast. They want me to be like, oh, you're like strong and you're like a big guy. And the script was totally written like that on my character. But then you're Boyka, man. Like, your character was very strong. He was, you know, huge and like, I'm just, you know, I'm going to kick the shit out of it. Like, that type of character. So I was with the acting coach, and he told me, Marco, just do the opposite.
I think it's cool, man. It's pretty cool. And then here,
I remember on the day that I was not meant to do the side somersaults in this shot. We were going to do it in the next shot. But I just, in the heat of the moment, I just threw it anyway.
And it was a pretty long take. And we were, you know, it was pretty cool. And then, because it works perfect with all this switch, you know, the footwork. People really appreciated that. It was pretty cool.
I always like this bit. You can see here, it's almost like, because you're meant to grab my arm and swing it away. It's almost like you miss and then you grab it again. You got to have the gum shield flying out towards camera in an Undisputed film. Now, I remember what used to happen is I used to climb towards the ropes, and in Undisputed 2, and in this one, I think, would catch my nipple on the ropes, and it would go really flipping hurt. Like, for all the pain that I went through in Undisputed 2 and Undisputed 3, I don't think anything was as painful as my nipple on that rope. I remember this shot. I wasn't happy with my first back kick. But for some reason, I don't know. I remember moaning about it, but now I look at it and it looks absolutely fine.
No, it looks pretty cool, man. The rhythm, though, it's low because you're charging, you know, and you're charging and look the background, how it's moving. We're like going, you know, I'm defending going backwards. It's pretty cool shot. And then here is a very, people don't expect it when I break your knee. Everybody like, it's, this looks pretty cool though.
Yeah, it sounds.
Oh, everybody's saying it's a little fake that you recover from that injury, but it's okay. It's a move.
It's a movie. I'm going to put a mop around my knee in a minute.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many days we had for this fight?
Yeah, so we did 3 full days of a 10 hours. Some days we went over overtime. We did 12 hours.
3 full days of just fighting.
Of fighting.
Yeah.
From 10 hours nonstop. But remember, we didn't have a time to drink water, man, when we were fighting.
Yeah.
It's literally yeah. physical.
But like, in a way, I prefer to just keep going. Like, for me, a two-day fight scene, 2 days is good for a fight scene. If you get 3 days, great. But, man, that third day, normally you're aching a lot. I remember on Ip Man 4, coming in on the third day in the morning, really stiff. And, okay, I was younger then. I mean, it was 15 years before. But I remember seeing my stunt double doing all these crazy kicks, and I remember thinking, oh, not today. I don't want to do that today. But I had to.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, I remember we split it up. It worked out pretty good because the fight starts very explosive and all the tricks and all the crazy stuff is kind of in towards the beginning and the middle. But then there's a long part that is more of the MMA. When you start beating me down and you take me to the ground, that's less of a jumping and explosiveness. And you know, you can take it a little tired. You know, it's cool. So actually, it worked out pretty good. But it's true.
A good portion of the movie was just, for me, was just getting out of me. Just getting smashed up, which pretty much starts now.
Of the fight, yeah. I remember. I wanted to show change of rhythm. You know, I wanted to get out of the choreography and start interrupting your timing. You see, you're coming.
Yeah.
You come in and I go one boom, bah, bah, and I stop your timing with some attacks to kind of change that rhythm of what people were seeing during the fight. So that with Larnell, it worked pretty good.
It shows the speed as well, the speed you've got. And what people need to understand is it's very hard to sell punches, to make a punch look like a hit from a side-on profile angle. Which you're doing brilliantly here. I mean, you're able to put the fist either to the side or past my head, and it, you know, with those back fists and everything, it's hard to be precise and get it. You've got to come quite close to my face a lot of these times, haven't you?
Yeah. I remember.
Bang! Like you're just in the right place there.
Yeah.
I think I didn't react to that one. It was too bloody fast. And that.
I like this part because it's very dynamic. It's like, you know, it interrupts the boom, boom, ra-da-da, boom, ba, boom, ba, ra-da. You know, I like that. I like that to switch
it's it great, up. It's great because it's got that da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, bang, and then ramps in slow-mo and you get that blood flying out and everything and the impact of me hitting the floor. It all just works.
That was a good reaction, man. Come on. Like, you make that kick look awesome, man. You took it. You took it 1,000% there, man.
Yeah,
it's a nice, you know, nice flip into the kick. It was pretty cool. And this one is pretty cool too. Like, I remember this one was crazy, man. This one, remember?
I remember that very well because
that hit pretty hard, man.
I wanted you to hit me harder because I knew I was going to go back anyway. So it wasn't going to be the full force. And I wanted you to just put your calf straight into my chest, upper neck.
Neck.
And I remember having the gum shield in. I remember putting a load of blood in my mouth. And I remember thinking, I want to tell him to hit me hard. So I remember going, and you're going, what? And I remember I'm trying to say, hit me hard. But it's coming out like this.
Yeah.
And you're going, what?
yeah.
Oh yeah, there we go. That was that. The only reason you got that kick on me was because I was confused by the salsa dancer.
I like how Isaac shot this one.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to my back. You know, to a takedown.
What is that move called?
I don't know. It's like a flash into an axe kick. It's a flash with a half a twist.
Special.
Yeah, it's a Marco special.
What was important for me was, and my outlook has always been, that I want to look the best that I can look. But I also want you to look the best that you can look. You're the main villain of the film. And I understand that the better you look, the better I look when I finally defeat you. You know,
exactly.
The better Delor looks, the better Boyka looks, overcoming those insurmountable odds. You know, this guy, how are you going to beat him? He's doing crazy box cutters and flipping Arabian axe kicks and whatnot. I wanted you to look as good as possible, and you know, I'm sure that wasn't lost on you. And I think that's what I said to you on the phone, was like, no, don't worry.
Exactly. Actually, you told me that.
This is a good bit. This bit, when you duck under and bat fist me there, that's a great shot.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Back fist me, and the way the blood flies out of my mouth. I mean, yeah, Isaac loves the blood flying out of the mouth in slow-mo.
Yeah. No, this is pretty cool. This is pretty good changing the angles. And then I'm pushing your, I'm accommodating you. I'm putting you.
You're a gentleman.
I'm a gentleman. Yeah. Well, but no, like, it's very important what you were saying. And I want people to know this. And, you know, not everybody, every martial artist or every actor think this. And people think that this is obvious. Some people, oh, that's normal. But no, like, it's in the movie industry, it's very hard to find someone that is so self-confident and secure and actually good that it's willing to make everybody look the best for them because they understand that you look the best. So, you know, you, man, and people are watching this, you know, I can say as a martial artist, you're an incredible martial artist. And that's the only reason why, you know, you want the people to be the best, because that's never going to make you look bad, at the opposite. And that's why this fight is what it is. I think, you know, it's the best of our performance, you know, fully. So that's pretty cool, you know.
You know, what's most important is that the film as a whole is great. Exactly. And me as the lead of the movie, I'm going to benefit. The better that film is, the better everyone in it is, the better it is for me, because I'm standing on the top of that pile, and you know, because I'm the lead of the movie. So that's always been my outlook on it.
And I really appreciate this, something that it's forever, man. You know, like, I really appreciate to have the chance to be able to participate on this and collaborate, because I saw the impact, and I'm still seeing the impact of this movie, you know, in the martial arts world. This part is epic. It's so epic, this part, man. I love this part.
Let me just say, there was a lot of talk at one point about I was going to take one of the ring, what behind the, what do you call the thing in the corner? Anyway, pull the soft cushiony part off, and there's these rings. We're talking about taking one of the rings off, wrapping the ring around my knee, so it was like Bionic Man or something. And I just thought, that's going to look terrible. And then we came up with the mop idea, which, you know, it symbolized who he was in the past.
Exactly. You know, I think it worked perfect.
Yeah, it worked much better. Boyka the Mop Man, champion of the toilets. Get that mop on, mate. Come on. Now we're talking. Now we're going to show him who's boss.
Actually, he took longer to count, man. I should have won that fight.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, man. Boyka, it's so classic and such a good moment. The first Boyka, and everybody, Boyka. That's so epic, man.
Yeah, it's cool. It really builds. It's got a lot of drama to it, this fight. It's not just the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but he's telling the story through the action. That's what makes it so good. And you are so cocky and arrogant in this moment. People love to hate you.
Yeah.
Now, whose idea was it to do the clapping? I feel like it was your idea to do the clapping.
Yeah. I came up with the bravo, because it's like in a Spanish word saying like, you know, bravo, like bravo, you know, and I start clapping kind of
well
like
done. Oh, you know. You've put the mop on your knee. Now I'm going to kick the shit out of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see that coming, did you, mate?
No, I didn't see it, man.
I'm just taking it now. Look at me. I'm pissed off. Oh, I love that move. That's a proper Larnell move, isn't it?
And you see how now the way that I was taking your punches was, it changed everything. Here I like that the dynamic of the fight changed so much. So it's another fight in the big fight, you know? the timing, the rhythms. Now everything changed.
I remember I couldn't make the uppercut work. That's why we've gone in for that tight shot. I messed it up for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, we were tired, man.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first day was a lot of the fight. Then the second day, I remember doing all my jumping. It was the second day was more my part when I beat you. And then kind of this was all the third day.
And we did that. This whole thing was done in one take with two cameras, wasn't it? This whole thing. I remember there when I put my...
There was a side shot. There was a pretty cool side shot there.
Yeah, side shot and the top shot. And we just did this whole thing and we maybe did two takes. I remember that. But I also remember that when I double legged you, I've had this problem since I was a kid where my eardrums perforate pretty easily. And I remember it perforated my eardrum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sucked. Just what I needed. But I was just wailing on you there.
Remember we said, I told you, just throw, you know, just throw punches. I'm going to block. And you're like, you're serious? I'm like, no, man, don't worry, man. Remember? So that's why I had that moment of kind of very real, you know.
Now that was a tough move to do, wasn't it? Because we're both hitting each other at the same time. And we were actually hitting each other just a little bit like that, right?
Yeah, that's what we're
trying to do.
Yes. Different. And because we were going down and because we were falling, it was very hard to measure, you know, to not go full on. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Accidents do happen, but
yeah.
But that's why it's great to work with someone like yourself, and it's partnership, and we can go 100% at each other because I trust you. I know that you've got your head screwed on and you're so in tune with the choreography that now I can go 100%. Knowing that you're going to be there for me, you're going to duck on time, you're going to throw the right technique at time, and you know, and if you do forget something, you're going to be experienced enough to bail out and go, hang on a minute, so let's start again.
Yeah, exactly. I've lost it.
You know, it's that partnership, isn't it? And only then, when you have full, complete trust of the other guy, can you go 100% the way we are there.
I love this one. It looked pretty good the way you guys shot it, and boom! I love the. How you launch in the air, you go, it's a pretty good shot.
Well, again, that's one of those profile shots, and I'm hitting you on the profile, and it's a little bit of a miss almost. It still works, but I remember Isaac was saying, because I said film it from the side, it's going to be great, and I never do that normally, but I had a feeling that this one would really work from the side, and I think it was not deep enough most of the time.
Yeah, it was a miss.
Isaac was getting annoyed at me.
Yeah.
Isaac, you were getting annoyed at me, but we got it in the end.
Boom. Yeah, I love this part. Boom.
The gum shields out. Oh, you know, it's almost the end when the gum shields out.
Yeah, this kick, remember? This one was a real hit, too. Remember?
Yeah, to the side of the head.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt though, did it? Because you can't put much power into that anyway.
Yeah, no, it was just...
You were like, hit me for real, yeah. I remember that. And we put what we call the power powder on the foot. You can see the puff of smoke.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, that's fucking good. That is a great move. The way I land on the back and flip up straight away. I mean, come on, Marco. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's pretty good, man. It was worth it to you know, to make it in, boom, the smoke there, boom. That's pretty cool.
But not only did I land on my back and flip up straight away, I still had the fortitude to grab my knee.
Yeah.
And let the audience know that, I've still got a bad knee, don't worry. Now, I remember, I think I was struggling to do that kick. I think because you're taller than me and it was a low angle. Because it's a low angle and you're taller, I'm having to go even higher over your head. And I remember it was difficult. I mean, the last kick of the whole thing was absolutely shattered. So I remember you're ducking down a bit, aren't you?
Well, remember, it was last day, last kick. We were burned, man. We were like 3 days straight fighting nonstop.
I mean, some of these moves, like that move, I wasn't even very good at it. But it was like, yes, let's put it in the film. And I was just hoping that I'd be able to do it.
Yeah. Wapa.
There it is.
There it is, man.
Rubber legs.
Yeah.
Sickening, blood curdling scream.
Yeah, man. But I insist, when I kick you out of the ring, the fight should be over because the guy counted slower.
Yeah, well, he's the ref. He can count the speed he wants.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
It's true, but I'm training, man. I'm getting ready.
Yeah, ready for the next opportunity. Stay ready.
For the next, yeah. Yeah, man.
It's always great working with you, mate. You're an amazing performer and you're a good guy. And yeah, we're going to do it again. Yeah, I know what, but Marco keeps telling me that
same, man.
He wants to do it again, but he wants to win. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know about that.
I told you, next time you're going down, man. I'm sorry. All your fans, man. I'm telling you, you know, I'm not going to be compassionate. I'm not going to have any type of I'm just going to go for, you know, I'm sorry, guys. So next time, no more.
What's it like working with Isaac Florentine, Marco?
It was awesome, man. Like, he's the best, man. You know, for me, it was like, you know, he's a real martial artist. He's an amazing martial artist, and he's so passionate, you know. So that is like that energy, you know, you were like, it makes you want to give your 100%, your 200%. It's like you see someone so much passionate about what he's doing, and he's so like precise of how he wanted to look and where to put the camera, how to move it. And at the same time, I was so happy that he, you know, gave me the freedom to perform as an actor too, because that character, you know, has a lot of, even though it's a fight movie, but there was a lot of character work.
Yeah.
And actually being one of my most memorable roles and different of that I've done in my other movies. It's a very weird character, totally different and wild. And, you know, and Isaac was, you know, he saw it and he went for it. And, you know, he supported that idea. And
that's what most directors want, in my experience. It's they want the actor to come in, just own the part. And then the director doesn't have to think about it. You know, if he's casted right, then he doesn't have to think about it that much anymore. And he can concentrate on the million other things that he's got to concentrate on. So, yeah, if you do your casting right, you're good to go. But it's his framing, isn't it? It's the way he appreciates the beauty of the technique because he's a martial artist himself. And he wants to show the technique to the best of its ability to make it look as beautiful as possible. And he certainly knows how to do that. And he's greedy as well. He always he'll work you hard to get it as good as it can be.
Exactly.
And of course, he's the sensei, so we're gonna always give him what he wants. But there's been a couple of occasions where it's like one more take and, oh, shit, my muscles broke. Things like that have happened. But, you know, it's inevitable that something like that will happen at some point. But, yeah, he is the man. He is the best.
Yeah, man. He, like you're saying, he's so passionate about martial art. And as a martial artist, he knows exactly how to show the technique where it will look. It looked the best. Like, I see many movies, the directors that they shoot a fight and you cannot appreciate it. And Isaac is like a valet of martial arts. It's such a beautiful, I love all your movies you've done with him. He, you know, and the Ninja 2. I love that movie, man. It's an amazing movie and it's totally different. It's not in a ring and all that. But I love that movie, the way it's shot and all that. He's such a good director. I wish we, you know, could work more with him. I don't know, you know, what.
Yeah, it's got a great right
style. I haven't seen him in a long time since the movie. A couple of times I saw him. But yeah, man, for me, always a pleasure to work with him. Such a good director, you know.
Yeah. And Larnell, of course. I've worked with Larnell 4 times. And I actually think that of all the people that choreograph me, his style kind of suits me the best. He has got a style that is really hard hitting. It's very flashy, but some of those combinations he puts together, there's a lot of power behind them. And I think that really suits me.
Yeah, definitely. No, Ornel, man, is a machine, man. I know him since so long. I see him as like a little brother. You know, we're very good friends since the beginning. And I'm so happy to see his evolution. I feel every time I hear about him, what he's doing, his new movies or shows, and he's so busy, man. And I feel so happy for him. You know, he works hard. I know him since he started, from before he started, and he was so passionate and he was so clear what he wanted to do. And he's all the time studying and doing research, and he's also a really good martial artist. Like he was doing like you know, all the crazy kicks and all that. So he understands, you know, the same thing with Isaac. They're both possible. Martial artists. So
he knows what's possible.
Yeah,
and at an extreme elite level in terms of what you can do. So he will suggest things, and you're like, "That's not possible." But no, it is. And here's why.
But then he throws some basic things that you go, oh, but this is really basic, whatever. But the way he combined and put it together, he combined and put it together, it looks so unique. You know, like, you know,
his style and JJ's style, I think, is similar in terms of it's flashy, but with real aggression and power.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah, JJ. Well, from JJ, man, you know, everybody asking me, hey, that footwork from Dolor, that was JJ inspiration. I saw JJ JJ in a video a long time ago. A friend of mine showed me, oh, you gotta see this guy, he's amazing. And it was an old JJ demo reel, and he was training and hitting the back, and there was an insert of his footwork. And I've never seen that. I'm like, damn, I want to do that. And I never stopped training until I work on my footwork. And then the first thing I wanted to do was to put it on the Dolor character. It's amazing. So JJ, man, is totally my inspiration for the footwork.